Hello, this message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Muslim Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
And against some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints. So it's for the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry. So the saints are being matured. They are being brought up for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So the work of the ministry, we edify the body of Christ. But the saints are actually equipped for the work of ministry. And the work of ministry will edify the body of Christ. So it's not as if there are three things for which he gave the ministry gift. No. You know, it's not as if he says he gives some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for three purposes. One, for perfecting the saints. Two, for the work of ministry. Three, edifying the body of Christ. No. You have to get the context and you have to get the flow of thought. He gave the ministry gift for the perfecting of the saints, comma, that is, they were to mature the saints for the work of the ministry. The word for, the first four, all right, in verse 12 is different from the four in the next other places where you see there are three, four there. Praise God forevermore. That one, for the perfecting of the saints, is saying, look, he gave these gifts for the perfecting of the saints. The word perfecting there means, all right, mature. Some translation says to equip the saints for, this is the purpose for which he gave or for which they will be matured, for the work of ministry. So the work of ministry is what we edify the body of Christ. Now the word edify, in this particular instance, of course the word edify is from the word, from the Greek word oikodomio. And it gives a picture of a building. It's where they get the English word edifice, where you have structure, blocks built upon blocks. So the work of ministry is what will edify the church. Edify the body of Christ. It will solidify. It will cause the body of Christ to increase. More blocks will be built on it to make it a strong edifice. And, you know, this can better be understood with the Great Commission that Jesus gives to say, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. So that means we have a responsibility to the ministry. And that ministry is not always necessary within the four walls of the church. In concluding this teaching series, all right, I want to bring our attention to, all right, an area that we have tiptoed on some time ago. We will still talk elaborately on it. And that has to do with a general theological acceptance, all right, in most economical discourse, that it is agreed that there are seven mountains of influence, of human influence, primarily. And you can write them down so that we can pick them and just do a simple talk on them today as we conclude this teaching series. It's still the series Cornerstone and You. And you all know our vision as a church. Our vision is to church the unchurched, all right, reach the unreached, and equip the saints for what? Purposeful living. And what's our mission? Our mission is to raise a people that will do what? That will enforce, extend the reign of God's kingdom. Eh? In all of human endeavor. That immediately tells you that this teaching we're doing is paramount to Cornerstone as a church. Because our vision, our mission is to see the kingdom of God established in all the spheres of human endeavor. God is interested in the spheres of human endeavor, in all of human endeavor. God is interested. And our mission is to see him and his kingdom. You see, the kingdom of God is first in your heart. At salvation, God's kingdom is established in your heart. Now, it is your responsibility to extend that kingdom to your sphere of influence. It is your responsibility to see that the kingdom of God, all right, has a vital contact with your spatial contact. You are God's hands. You are God's window to the world. It's your responsibility. So you are equipped in the church to make impact in your sphere of influence outside the four walls of the church. So, in other words, we're training you how to live and how to impact your outside world with your Jesus that you are impacted with in this place. So he says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry. So the work of ministry, the reason why we aren't doing much as we ought to as a body of Christ enlarged is we have actually, all right, done a reverse or a converse, beg your pardon, of this verse 12. And it's actually born out of, you know, lack of understanding or poorly explained or poor explanation, beg your pardon, of this passage. Many of us, when we talk about the work of ministry, the first thing that comes to our mind are pastors, evangelists, come on, talk to me, prophet, you know, that's what comes to our mind. We're thinking about pulpit ministry. And that's wrong. The work of ministry is not actually for the pastor. Look at it. For the perfecting of the saints for the work of ministry. The saints are being perfected for the work of ministry. So the work of ministry is not actually the pastor's job. The work of the pastor is to what? Mature the saints for the work of ministry. Come on. Are you following? This is so important. So we say our mission in this church, all right, is to extend the reign of God's kingdom in all of human endeavor. And I just told you that it has been agreed and accepted globally that there are seven mountains of influence, theologically and even in economic discourses. So, in one way or the other, you will see that you belong to at least one of these spheres of influence. You belong to one of these mountains of influence. So, it is your responsibility to partner with the pastor to help you receive the quality and expected training to impact your sphere of influence. If you follow me on social media, my Twitter handle, my Facebook handle, my Instagram handle, my TikTok handle, I'm now on TikTok. All right. You realize that if you check my bios, they are all the same thing. You see, I'll write there, all right, a Bible faith teacher with miracles. Is that true? Work miracles every week. Glory to God. A Bible faith teacher with miracles, passionate about helping people to discover, develop, and deploy their divine destiny. What a rhyme. Boy, are they rappers? Oh yeah, focus. But it's the truth. Is that not my responsibility? Is that not what I've been doing? Helping people to discover. It's not enough to discover. You have to learn to develop. Someone has to help you to develop. Listen, no matter how pregnant you are, even if you are pregnant with quintuplets, even if you are pregnant with 16 children, there has to be, all right, a midwife to help you in delivery. Come on. You need a midwife. I mean, have you seen somebody who, I mean, that's dangerous. So, my responsibility is to partner with you to help you develop and also help you deploy. See, a lot of churches don't do this. There has to be a deployment of that which you have discovered in your core. So we say you have several spheres of influences in the world. And we have actually iterated them before, and I'm going to say them again. Number one is family. Number two, religion. Family, religion, heart. And art has to do with entertainment, celebration, and sports. Can you see my sister, Toby Amuson? Can you see the way she made us proud? Some of you are wondering, don't you know my name is Elijah Amuson? She's my sister. Anyways, oh yeah, focus. All right. So, sports, celebration, it's part of heart, performing heart. So, family, religion, heart, business, politics, and education. Then lastly, media. This sphere of influence, all right, whether you like it or not, in whatever career you chose, you are going to belong to one of these. Like, I belong to religion. That's why I'm in church. I have a pulpit ministry. And that's why you are here gathered to listen to me preach the word of God today. So we all belong to one sphere of influence or the other. Look at it here. Let's look at the foundation of our teaching. Look at the book of Matthew 28 and verse 19. Hear what Jesus tells us. He told the disciples and by extension to us. Matthew 28 verse 19, it says, "Go ye therefore and teach." Now the word "teach" there does not mean teach like didaskia. The Greek word is not didaskia. It is not teaching like as I'm doing now. The word "teach" there is the word "make disciples." The word is matetuo. Matetuo means, all right, it means to make disciples, to make students, to make pupils. In fact, the original use there in the early Bible days has to do with apprenticeship. Have you ever seen somebody learning mechanics, automobiles, someone learning how to weave hair, someone learning how to sew, all right, hairdressing? That's the context there. That's the word usage there. He says, "Go ye therefore and make students of all nations." I love the word "nations." I've taught you that the word "nations" there means ethnos, where they get the Greek English word ethnicity. It means a people bound together by a common descriptive parameter. So you can have a nation. See, the concept of nation has to be explained. And that's why in this church, we take our time to talk about it as often as possible. The concept of nation is not geographical alone. It's not. The concept of nation cut across. Listen, the fundamental thing about the concept of nation is a common descriptive parameter required. So you can have a nation of Igbos, a nation of engineers, a nation of traders, a nation of singers, a nation of pastors, a nation of students. So you belong to one nation or multiple nations as the case may be. Come on, do you understand what I'm saying? So now God is sending you us to all nations. So you belong to a nation. Some of you are in business. Some of you are in entertainment, arts, performing arts. You know, I mean, yesterday night, my wife was telling me about a particular guy, all right? I just say, I like this guy's song, go, particularly because the guy mentions my name in the song, you know? Say, "When the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Awasareju Ferrari Law." Have you listened to that song? Okay, you don't know the song, all right. So the guy's name is Gaze Baba or something. I said "guy," she corrected me that it's not "guys," it's "Gaze." So anyway, the point I want to make is, I was seeing, I just stumbled it on social media where he was getting to talk with the wife too, you know, was trying to appreciate a particular guy who helped them in 2021 when they were mixing the song. The guy's name is Kabasa, all right? His name is Idi Kabasa. You know Idi Kabasa? That one that, all right? Now, Idi Kabasa, okay, I don't want to go there, but he also mixed "Nice" song. How much of impact? Now, Idi Kabasa, he's not the pupit preacher. I hope you know. I hope you know. All right. It's not. Maybe I'm. He's born. He's not your own kind of born again. Do you get what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying here? But you see, if you don't know the impact that you can make in yourself of influence, you are doing the body of Christ a lot of harm. Now I am blessed by that song. Awasareju Ferrari Law. Is Elijah Levu. Awasareju Ferrari Law. I'm not know the song. I like the song. So, who made the song possible? Idi Kabasa helped him in mixing the song. They worked on the song. They had sleepless night on it. So, it will amaze you. You know, for example, we preach the gospel on social media. Somebody owns Facebook. You have to realize, listen, if you don't expand your mind and see possibilities, you will be limiting or you'll be limited or you'll be short-circuiting the flow of God's intent beyond four walls of church. If you demonstrate spirituality within the four walls of church alone, you'll be doing the body of Christ a lot of harm. There is so much richness in you. All right, I have a friend, she can dance. Listen, I can give you what's Instagram, Facebook, and do. She did a master's in physical and ethical education from Alpha Law University. She finished with distinction, both in first and second degree in OAU. She's such a dancer, like she goes tall to most schools in the Southwest. Most schools have invited her to come and teach children how to dance. All right. She teaches them fitness and health, and she's in choir in her church in Lagos. And of course, flat woman looking, I don't want to use world, you know. Amazing babe. And every time she goes on school tours, she preaches to them. Oh, do you understand? And she reaches out to those children. So with her sphere of influence, she's making impact. On Sunday, she comes to sing, lead in powerful worship. Her name is Eunice. You can check her. She's my friend on Facebook. I mean, she's one of the best dancers I've ever seen. There is no, as in if she dances, you feel like, I'm like, she naked. I mean, she dances. So she goes to all schools. She does dancing tour. That is a sphere of influence. Art, performing art. It's a sphere of influence. And listen, the earlier we know this, the better. Especially in the country where we have between 0 to 35 years is said to be not nearly 70% of the population. It doesn't even make any business sense for you not to make impact in what interests that population if you are meant to reach that population. You didn't hear me. So we have all nations. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Lord. Listen, you can't baptize someone you have not discipled. Because baptism here, all right, speaks about immersing them into the body of knowledge that you have embraced. It's about culture scaping. You cannot correct somebody you have not connected with. At the rhyme, bar. At the rhyme. I thought it's how I go rap last. You connect before. I mean, you see, a lot of people want to correct without connecting. Let me ask you, how many of you here have ever met somebody on the roadside? They give you an bill. They didn't even preach to you. They didn't even greet you. Brother, the word, you will go to hell if you don't. How did you feel good with them? How many of you have even received a handbill on the roadside and you collected the handbill and then you went for wherever you they was there on the handbill? Let me see your hands. Can you imagine? Nobody. Can you see why I don't waste my money on handbill? I don't waste my money. It's just once in a while, maybe during Faith Life Conference or want to do, I'll just say, okay, let's do little. Like last one, we did that many, very few pieces. Look. But how many of you are in this church because a friend invited you? You are in this church right now because, can you imagine? See their hands. What does that tell you? That you see, you cannot actually influence people without first connecting. So you connect before you correct. But a lot of people, they want to just correct. Then they now connect. It doesn't work. I'm showing you tactics on how to influence your world. If I want to go and preach in an Igbo land now, I will learn to start wearing their clothes. It's part of it. Many times when I go preach teenagers, I wear jeans with a sweat cloth. And sneakers. It's part of the strategy. There was a time in this church, all right, 2019 thereabout, the majority of them have graduated. All those guys were all smokers. I knew them. I knew they were smoking. But they've been condemned because they felt all the churches feel that. And they all have beers. You see them enter church. Some of them still reach out. One of them that was rolling with them, he doesn't even smoke, but he smokes shisha. I spoke with him a few days ago. I gave him assignment. And I still gave him work. The guy is an artist. I gave him a piece of artwork to do. The money is not there. Despite how rich I am, I still scrambled. I want to just encourage him. The guy is a fine artist. And because I can draw too, and I appreciate art, I have to encourage him. Listen, I'm trying to let you know how that. But you see, I'm a pastor. So I can't just keep majoring on the minor. Somebody in this house should be doing that. Do you get what I'm saying? You see all of them, they will line up. There was one of them I will never forget. That one, he comes earlier than all of them and he attends two services. How many of you were here that time, 2019? You remember, right? You see them, they will line up, they will come like this with their beards. You see them like this, with chain, short knicker. They just come like this. All right? Listen. Look. You know you can't be more Catholic than Pope. I hope you know that. So, if Jesus associated with people like that, if you allow your religiosity stop you from reaching out to folks like that, can I be honest with you? People who change the world, they are the ones who change the world. Now, just imagine if Obio was a Christian. I mean, when I mean Christian, you know, everybody can claim Christian. I mean, tongue-talking, spirit-filled Christian. Do you know he single-handedly helped his uncle to win Osun State election? You didn't get me. I mean, I was watching him on Trevor Noah. They were interviewing him, and he was saying he raised $600,000 on his birthday, and he used it and gave it to the orphanage. And he developed a system where there was accountability for every transfer made. They did underground work to ensure all the orphanages were not, you know, they were not fake orphanages. Imagine if it was a Christian. Do you know that? Go and read the history of Red Cross. It's a Christian NGO. Red Cross. Are you listening to me, church? Do you know Harvard University was started with Christian principles? Most of these things, I got to know them from my wife, because that's our own core marketplace. Listen, you can't, if your gospel does not influence people in the marketplace, you are not yet a Christian. Because we spend most of our life in the marketplace. We spend maximum of 2 hours here on Sunday, and on Tuesday, Bible study, on Sunday, on Friday, we pray. The rest of our days are spent in the marketplace. If you don't influence the industries where you involve. Okay, just because of time, all right. I think I've already jumped into most of these things, but let me just take them one by one. Number one is family. Family. Now, when we talk about family, see, this my wife was telling me yesterday, she said, and it's very true. Do you know that the smallest unit of every nation is the family? Why do we have banditry, Boko Haram? Why do we, all these, are they not human beings? Every one of them came from a family. Come on, talk to me. If we get family right, we'll get the nation right. Somebody is being tried for stealing 107 billion naira of the nation. In a country where we are servicing debt, our finances for their servicing debt is above our income. Somebody is having the gusto to steal $109 billion and billion naira. What does he want to do with the money? Meanwhile, if you go to the marketplace, you see some people. Yesterday, I was at the market. Or when I came back from a long tour, I traveled. When I came back, I went to the market just to get a few things. Sometimes I want to shit it. Sometimes I don't know. I used to feel like, am I a bit over emotional? You know, sometimes I just try to do both face. Because I just feel sometimes when I see things, I feel like, are people not seeing it? Sometimes I feel like I'm weird. Honestly, I feel weird sometimes. I feel like, wait, am I just being too emotional or something? I mean, I went to the market. See, the girl I bought, I bought 100 naira thing from. You still see in the market, you see somebody with scanty clothes, small girl that should be in school under rain. It rained yesterday, for crying out loud, selling pure water. I'm like, God, how much does it? You see somebody who sit there in front of something like this. The whole thing, the person is sitting in front, is not up to 2,000 naira. Somebody buying vegetable. All right, cutting the style, this way they cut the vegetable safe. I'm like, are you not afraid this thing will touch your hand or it will, you know? I don't know. Do you feel that way? I don't know if you feel that way. Thank God I have some people like that. Because sometimes I feel like, am I just being too, am I living out of reality? Because sometimes I can't hold it. Yesterday I have to remove my glass. Sometimes I wear glass when I go out to the market, because sometimes I feel like crying. I remember the first day I came to Kefi when Pastor Paul who was my first member, when he took me to Agwenlambu, ask him. I was crying and I closed my mouth throughout till we left Agwenlambu. I closed my nose and cried throughout. Because I couldn't imagine, see gutter, see somebody's house, see rubbish, see debt. And he's a student. So I'm like, this kind of environment, how is he going to make an A? Boy. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, people who siphon funds like that, are they from a family? If the family was fixed, we will have a better society. If we have a better society, we'll have a better governance. So we must fix. Look at what God said about Abraham. Look at Genesis 18, verse 17. Genesis 18, verse 17. Look at it. He says, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Verse 18. Seeing that means God is saying, I can't hide anything from Adam because I know that Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation. And all nations of the earth shall be what? Shall be blessed in him. Hallelujah. You see, so God said he wasn't going to, all right, he's not going to hide anything from Abraham because he knows that the nations will be blessed by him. Some other time he said, look, I know that he will instruct his children. I know that he will instruct his children. Talking about Abraham. So that means God was literally boasting in Abraham. That I know that he will instruct. Look at verse 19. He says, for I know him that he will what? Command his children and his household what? After him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. So God knew that he could trust Abraham in parenting. The problems we have in the world today is basically on parenting problem. It's either some people, let me give you an instance. Some ladies fall prey of bad boys because the dad was not much a dad to them to give them fatherly love. Do you know, I was reading a particular paper, town paper, all right, a particular dissertation of someone that showed that if you keep hugging your baby girl, your girl child, every day as a man, chances are it will be emotionally stable when it grows old to be a lady. I'm telling you, know, Igbo people now, they spend money on things like that to do research. It's only in Nigeria that all our universities, all the research, are not doing any research. I mean, they came up with empirical facts. And I found I could relate with it as a pastor because I have counseled with most ladies. That's why some people, the only place they get genuine hug and kisses is in church. That's why you see after service people hugging themselves and kissing. When I mean kiss, I mean don't go and kiss. I mean, don't cuss. All right? But even in the early church, that was what they did. I showed you before, right? Five occasions. In fact, Jesus actually, he called to Peter's attention that since I came to this house, this woman, can't you see the way she's kissing my leg, rubbing her body with my hair and cleaning it, but you, since I came, even a kiss you haven't given me. I mean, Jesus questioned why Peter didn't give him a kiss. You know, that's the Asian way of exchange of pleasantry. I mean, can you imagine such research? So if the home is fixed, the family, the country will be fixed. Societies will be fixed. I was with someone yesterday, and he was telling me that the nations that most Africans are running into, I mean, statistics just showed now that between 2017 and between 2019 and 2021, that 10 to 15,000 medical personnel are in the UK alone. They left Nigeria. Do you know what the problem is? We're having a brain drain in this country. We are training people to be useful in other nations. We don't have refinery. Now, see, this is the time for us to be cashing in as a nation. Oil is expensive right now in the world. We're supposed to be cashing in now. But now we keep selling. We didn't fix our refinery. Some people are pocketing the money. Now, it has gone up. Now we have to work hard to buy what we have sold at high price. Hey, mumu, mumu, mumu nation, mumu. It's mumu. Ah! Because we won't refine. It's like selling. Don't you see in Lagos people eat mama up and down? Can you see the shoe I'm wearing? This shoe now, it's up $300 if you want to buy it. $200 to $300. It's just mama. I will go to Yamala, I'll say, give me three mama. Mama, we just eat these things. You see, we just eat this raw material. Do you get what I'm saying? I have somebody who I know, his name is Julius, who I know loves to make shoes. By the way, my wife makes shoes. She's a cobbler. She makes sandals. When I told her this shoe, she said, I can make this shoe. It's not expensive. But the machines they will need, they are in seven figures. To do mass production, to do perfect sewing, to make it look neat, clean, so that it will not be loosening up. I've tried many times to patronize handmade shoes. Most times in Nigerian handmade shoes, you can't compare them with this kind of shoes. But how much does it take to set up this industry? That $109 billion that somebody stole, one person, and he's the smallest boy among the thieves we have in this nation. He has babas. It's a family dysfunction. It's a family dysfunction. People have not been taught compassion. Selflessness from home. School is not the first home. School is not the first place of education, beg your pardon. Home is. Yoruba will say, Ile Latin be shoro de. Some of you, you are compassionate because your mom, many of you, you are generous today because, Joy was sharing with me the other day about her dad. The same thing with Blessing. How she was sharing with me how that their dad, all right, because they went through a lot of stuff growing up and becoming who they are, they just go about helping people. She was telling me that even in their house right now, there are children of people that don't even know living in their house, you know? So if you see such people very generous, it's because they grew up, and the best way to train a child is to be a doer. Example is the best leader. See, children will only hear what you say. They will do what you do. Don't you see all these skits on social media when a child will just go on mirror and will do like this? And you're like, he's copying what he sees the mommy, what she saw the mommy does. So this is a sphere of influence. So I'm training you to become, and listen, if you become a better Christian, you'll be a better husband and a better wife, and you'll be better parents. Can you see that? And then the better children you train will form a better society where there will be selflessness. Families, very important. Is the powerful sphere of influence that we mustn't take for joke. And God is the God of family. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Number two, religion is a sphere of influence that we must. I shared with some of you, all right, let me talk about that. But you see, you must make influence in religion, spirituality, the church. See, whether you like it or not, I hope you know that a certain
presidential, most presidential, why do you think they go to religious homes during election time like this? They will go and solidarize with. Because if, I mean, imagine if a pastor of 100,000 calls somebody and say, we have now missed here, all right? And then maybe the title of the message is obedience to the Lord. I mean, do you get what I'm saying? I didn't say nothing. But please get your PVC, amen? All right. And if you didn't get it, I can't help you again. So it's because it's a very huge mountain of influence, religion. Because in church, the ideology in religious centers is where people bag. All right, I was doing an analysis with someone. I said, why is a particular divide of this nation? Why are they so violent and violent by nature? I mean, for example, it has happened to me recently. Some time ago, not recently anyway, but in Abuja, entered a public cab from one place to another. So I think some of the policemen, they entered that same vehicle to arrest the bike's men because motorcyclists have been banned on that road. So the policemen didn't come with their own police vehicle. That's another problem of corruption. Why will a whole police, it does not have, if you ask them, they say they will not fuel it. Anyways, that's just by the way. So they came in that vehicle. Sure, you can see how one problem can have a boomerang effect on every other sector. And I'm going to show you that, for example. These people came, and this driver guy did not know. And because he is not a northerner, that even now worsened the case, the problem. So, the police came out from the car and arrested the bikes guys. Not even bike, it's tricycle, sorry. Oh, we were together, right? And then, the guy, when the guy was arrested, they left the tricycles that were arrested and they called all the, you know the way they behaved? Every one of them packed themselves and they ran after this man. They would have lynched that man. And nothing would have happened. So you wonder, why are they behaving like this? And, you know, sometimes, you know, I remember when I was living in Abuja before I just sometimes when I see them on bike, I'll just say, you know what, Shebi is already now. Take. You go can build a house with it. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes I just wonder. You know, from observation. Now, there's a good thing to learn from there too, so pay attention. You know, my wife and I were discussing this thing, and I'm so glad she has that vision. From our observation, we realize that there's something in Yoruba they call Ilekewu. That's Islamic school. Right from that time, imagine a 2, 3, 4, 5 years old child going to that kind of place and is already subjected to maltreatment by their master. And, you know, my wife was telling me that from age 1 to age 5 is a formative year for everybody. In fact, listen, it's easier to train a child than to repair a man. What we are doing in church basically is to repair men. Men who have gone through psychological trauma, men who have suffered distrust and mistrust, men who have had their abuses of one way or the other. Some people, the problem they are facing right now, addictions, they are traceable to problems. Are you feeling what I'm saying? That are regeneration of poor parenting. So imagine a child of that age has been exposed, he has seen his malam, his teacher, flogged them unnecessarily with what? Do you know, my wife was telling me that, I mean, can you imagine? My wife is going to very close to be 30. And her parents trained her, never used a cane on her. And I bet you she's the best behaved woman I've ever seen in this world.
I couldn't say otherwise anyway. Amen. Imagine training up a child that way and you are using, have you seen to where they use Dumbo to beat them? Okay. There was one day I'm like, this is a child, the Allah. I mean, you can't train up such a child and that child won't be violent to others. So what's the lesson there? We have to develop a system of training our child. You know, we like to send our children to Montessori school, beautiful. When they are back from school, can't we devise a Bible school too that they will be going every day? Do you know they go to those schools every day? That's why every one of them can recite the Quran. My cousins that are Muslims, they can recite. I've went to one of their holy mats. My cousin, he will recite the whole Quran often. Because, you see, it's a formative year, 1 to 5. There is nothing you can train a child within that age. It can become, it can be, that's why I'm believing God. God must give me a girl child. I want my girl child to be a ballet. Because he's one of the performing hearts I've always liked.
Can I tell you the origin? Do you want to know? You want to know? Are you sure?
It was one old movie like that I watched, one college movie, you know, where they sang, some of you will know it. You can do it, put your back into it, put your back into it, put your back. Don't worry, you don't need it. Save the Last Dance. That's the title. All right. That was where I loved ballet. I mean, just I just liked it. So I'm like, boy, my God, my baby girl's going to do this. All right. So it turns out that's a formative stage. No wonder the Bible says, train up a child in the way he would go. Give it to me. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Oh, time is fast spent already. He says, train up a child in the way he should, not in the way he wants to. There is a way he should go. It is the word of God way. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, the Bible tells us he will not. He will not depart. I remember there was a day we were having a very powerful meeting here when we were still there. We were still at the back before we moved to the main hall. We were having a powerful service, you know, worshiping God, you know, and the Lord gave me a word of knowledge. And the lady came out. She's now a steward in the church now. That was how God used her to heal. God healed her that day. She have always hated her dad. Why? Her dad abused her. So she hates men, hates anything. She cannot trust any man. That's why it takes a miracle to repair a man. A grown-up person. It takes a miracle many times. And that's why we are renewing your mind. Because, see, some of you don't even know that your mental health is messed up. Some of you don't know. Because we live in a country where madness is in degree. So when you see somebody else's madness, you feel like, you are healthy. You are healthy. Do you know in America, if you beat your child, they will take you to psychiatry? I'm telling you, because they see it as madness. But when you that beat your child, so have you seen parents who beat a child and the people in the compound will come and say, please, leave him. You say, no! That's when you now increase it. Now, when that kind of person, all right, wants to go to the market, he joins the public transport and he sees a man without shirt shouting, Tangoro, Tangoro, Oshodi, Oshodi, Oshodi. That kind of man will not see himself as mad because there are degrees of madness. It's a dysfunctional society. So he said, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. That means, listen, Yoruba will say, that means it's easier to, have you bought, how many of you buy dried fish? You know, there's a way they bend it in the oval form, right? Now, when it is dried, usually they use catfish a lot. How many of you have eaten such fishes before? That one that is oven dried, okay? Now, when you buy it, are you able to straighten it? Because it's dried. A mindset has been formed. In building, that's what they call, all right, if you want to form a slab, all right, they mix the concrete, all those things. At the time when it is still in the semi-solid level, you can still shape it to whatever. But the moment you leave it and it is formed, it is formed. It will take a miracle. Hallelujah. So this is a powerful flare of influence we must not take for granted as intending parents. As intending parents. And that's why you must be whole yourself first before you enter into that institution of marriage. It's so important. That's why you'll be doing yourself a lot of harm if you don't pay attention to the teachings and the trainings in the house of God. Because it is wonderful, healthy parents that make wonderful, healthy children. Wonderful, healthy children make wonderful, healthy society. Wonderful, healthy society makes a better life for everyone. That's how we can make the world a better place for everybody. Because the wickedness in man is powerful enough to destroy man. Hallelujah. Let me just talk about this particular other one. Let me stop. There are seven. Then number three, heart. I think I've spoken a lot about this. Then we close. Heart. And when I mean heart, I mean entertainment, celebration, and sports. I mean, you saw my sister, Toby Amundson. I'm proud to call her my sister. If you like, come and ask me whether it's my sister. You're on your own. Toby Amundson. See the way she's making Nigeria proud. And see the way she was, I'm sure why she was crying when they were, you know, when they were singing national anthem right there in Oregon. Why she was crying, I assume she was crying, ah, Nigeria. She broke her own record. Wow. She became world champ. See, how many of you saw the interview of the other friends that were interviewed? Did you hear what they were saying? Did you hear what she too was saying? I watched it. When she came first, the cameras were zoomed to her. She said, God did that. How many of you heard it? God did that. Wow. I like that. The friends were like, they said, one of the friends was interviewed. They said, when she began to run, that they began to speak in tongues. I like that. You see, me, forget all these people that say they are Christocentric, all this theology. Forget all those. They are mumu people, mumu. They are mumu. See, when somebody like Funke, somebody like Alakija, a multi-billionaire businesswoman, says, takes God on her head, I'm inspired. Forget those people who believe that it's just neat brain that you need to make money. They start giving you example like Bill Gates. Forget them. Listen, if somebody accrues his success to God, it's an inspiration to us. Somebody says, ah, Nigerian, they like religion. Toby, don't go show religion for there again. Which one be speaking in tongues before I... Well, she just told you what she did. And she got results. Craig David said he was fasting for 30 days before he got his lyrics. And all the seven songs were hit songs. Some of you don't know, don't worry, 20 kids, you won't know Craig David. What do you know? It's only man. That's why I always have issues with them to be man. I'm like Craig David. Of all the musicians that are around.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiries, to get more messages, and for counseling, please visit our website www.cornerstoneglobal.org or call the number +234 91 60 84 88 80. God bless you. We love and celebrate you.